Good morning, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Rebecca Davis. This goes to Lee Vaughn. On 2/23/22, Mrs. Davis performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was either marked improvement or a marked improvement in effort, leaving the patient with a mild degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a study dated 10/19/21, there's been no significant change, period, to paragraph impression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with either a significant bronchospastic component or improved effort after bronchodilator showing no significant change. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Kane, K-A-N-E. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 2/23/22, Mr. Kane performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. The air velocity index was about 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study, there's been improvement in both the restrictive component as well as reversibility of his airways obstruction, period. The paragraph impression, moderate restriction without significant airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity showing marked improvement. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Omar Bellamy. This goes to Dr. Wingate. On 2/23/22, Mr. Bellamy performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was insignificant change, period. The paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Gene, G-E-N-E, Thaden, T-H-A-D-E-N. And this goes to Dr. Christos. One, on 2/23/22, Mr. Thaden performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity, period, new paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on John Scott. This goes to the VA. On 2/23/22, Mr. Scott performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 92%, period. After walking 195 meters in 3 minutes, his saturation dropped to 86% and his walk was terminated, period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on June Hall, H-A-L-L. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 2/23/22, Mrs. Hall performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period, of paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Schultz. This goes to Dr. Palagrudo. On 2/23/22, Mr. Schultz performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Mark Van Doren. This goes to Dr. Scott Girard. On 2/23/22, Mr. Van Doren performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period, prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. New paragraph impression, normal study, period. Thank you.